You know what that music means? It means that Sophia Minert fortnightly visits on this here program is about to commence. Joining us now to talk Brewers and all else from Bally Sports Wisconsin and the Milwaukee Brewers, it is Sophia Minert on Wilde and Tausch. Sophia, good morning. How are you today?
Hi, guys. I'm great. How are you?
Where are you headed? To the ballpark?
Not yet. No, I'm heading home. I was with one of our good GKB teammates, Jen Latta, so now I'm heading home.
Well, what were you guys doing? I bet you guys would have a ton of fun being out.
We had a great breakfast at our house, so it was fun.
What was the spread? What'd we have?
Well, I had avocado toast. And coffee. She had, I think, some sort of omelet
okay.
and juice. So, yeah, we kept it pretty healthy.
Oh, all right. Avocado toast is great, but do you anything, is it anything but avocado? Do you put the seasoning on there? Do you go tomato? What's the avocado? Because avocado toast has gotten very fancy if you go to these restaurants.
Like pretty simple avocado toast. I did put like some salt and pepper on there. It did have eggs on the side, so that was good. You can get crazy with avocado toast if you want.
Wait, all right. Now, as I often do, I have all kinds of questions. Starting with, if there's eggs on the side, are you sure the avocado toast isn't what's on the side and the eggs are the main attraction?
No. Well, that's a good point, but I ordered the avocado toast, like, as the meal.
And did you have breakfast at her house? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, she ordered breakfast, and then we...
I had a picture. If you two are ordering, that like Dario is there in like an apron.
An apron.
Cooking it up on the stovetop.
Chef Dario, that'd be fun.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have clarified that. She does not have like a chef, nor was it Chef Dario in his apron, like cooking, you know, offering us a menu. Like,
no.
I should have clarified that. From a restaurant, and we ate at her house.
That's completely on you, Sophia. We agree. I do think, though, avocado toast stands on its own, and then you get the egg on the side. You're not ordering an omelet, and then, oh, give me a side of avocado toast. Sounds like she went avocado toast.
Side of egg.
And then do you put the egg on the avocado toast, and if you get it with a yolk, or do you, what did you do with the egg?
The yolk's on you.
Good one.
I just ate the eggs on the side. I didn't put it on the toast.
Okay, I always go with the egg on top.
Serving of
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Last question before we get to the Brewers, because we're losing control, and I need to clarify this, because last week Jesse Nelson, who's only working one day this week, I don't know if you've heard,
grinding,
besmirched Mother's Day brunch. He came out anti-brunch, felt like it wasn't right that mothers own the brunch meal. Jen Latta, our great teammate, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, 7-9, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Where do you delineate the end of breakfast and the start of brunch? Because she was on the air until 9. What time did this breakfast with Chef Dario commence?
Well, she finished at
9,
so I think I was at her house around 9:30.
All right, is that still breakfast? Is that, Tausch?
Yes,
are we still in
breakfast.
The breakfast window?
To me, that's still breakfast.
Yes. I think, like, some of the 10:30 is your typical cutoff, and then on weekends it goes up till 11, and if it's a brunch, it's a complete palooza. You know, it doesn't end.
Who's winning the Bally Sports Wisconsin, like, if there's a cooking show featuring Chef Sophia, Chef Zora, Chef Dario? Who wins that, Sophia?
I don't even think Dario works there anymore.
Well, it's not me. I would say...
Phil Schroeder!
I would say Rock. I think Rock or I think BA. BA's, you know, has a new grill, so he's pretty proud of himself for that. Wow. And he's like kind of leaning into grill life right now. So I think BA could be a contender too.
All right, as much as I could talk breakfast and brunch all day, we do need to talk about your baseball team, and it's not the same baseball team that is being sponsored by 100.5 ESPN Madison like Eleanor Tauscher's team. A 1-0 game. I saw all of my friends and Jesse were all at the game last night.
Is Jesse not your friend?
Yeah, ouch.
Yeah, that's a slap to Jesse's face.
Jeez.
No, I'm sorry. All my friends, including Jesse.
There you go.
Much
were
better.
At the game last night. I saw Jay Gar with his first day off after the Bucs season at the Brewers game. I saw Eric Name, first day off after the Bucs season, Brewers game. Dr. Dave Margolis, Brewers game. And then I saw it was a 1-0 game, and I wondered, did they leave happy? The Brewers won, certainly better than a 1-0 game that the Brewers don't win. But do you love a good 1-0 game, or what has to happen during a 1-0 game to make it really, truly enjoyable?
I mean, a win, I think, starting there, that's always good. But I think it was just, I mean, it was excellent pitching. It was about as good of pitching start to finish that you will ever see. I mean, it was Freddie Peralta's best start of the season. It was a two-hit shutout for him. He got 10 strikeouts on the night. He passed 500 strikeouts for his career, which is just amazing because he hasn't even been a starter for his whole career, and he's still just 25 years old. And then, you know, Devin Williams was lights out. It was all the fastball for him, which was really good to see. And then Josh Hader. So, you know, there's just, it feels automatic, and I hope fans don't take that for granted, just how dominant he has been to start the season. It's been another historic start for him. So, yeah, I think start to finish, that's as good of pitching as you will see on any night across Major League Baseball.
I still can't believe Wildy wanted to trade Josh Hader 2 years ago.
We
used to trade him. And look at what Hader's done since then. He has been locked down. And I'm convinced, and I think we talked about this last time you joined us, I think he is the key cog in why. I mean, there's been plenty of people, Stearnsy and everybody else, but he has been the lockdown cat and the biggest reason probably that this team has had as much success over the last 4 or 5 years as anybody. And I do think we underappreciate Hader a little bit.
You can absolutely make the case for that. But he is the piece, right? Like, I don't think you can say that there is a better reliever in the game the last couple of years. And I think the thing that we don't talk about enough or give him enough credit for is just how much better he has seemingly gotten. And, you know, there are no secrets with him. He has an electric fastball. So what did he do? He added a slider. Then he added a changeup. Now he's a closer with three legitimate pitches that he can go to anytime. And what that does to a hitter, there's just, you can't prepare for it. And it's perfect location almost every time. It's unbelievable, honestly, the consistency, how he has made himself better year to year, staying ahead of the league in terms of how they're going to adjust to him. He deserves an enormous amount of credit for the work that he has put in, and also just his availability, his health, and being durable and being available. That's single-handedly the most valuable thing that a closer can bring to a team, is just being available every day. And they had to go to him a lot. You know, he already has 14 saves on the season in 23 wins now. So, I think when you're looking at the past couple seasons of 4 straight postseason appearances, Josh Hader's got to be almost right at the top of the list of why they've been able to do it.
Yeah, thank God we didn't listen to Jason Wilde and try to get rid of him. What do you have? Any updates?
Unbelievable.
Any updates on Willy Adames as far as, you know, he's been a rock, and now obviously he's fighting some stuff. Is he going to get put on the IL? Any updates on him?
Yeah, we'll get an update later this afternoon. You know, he rolled that left ankle in the first inning on Sunday and was out and not in the lineup last night. He was going to see the team doctors before the game. You know, the x-rays were negative, so that's good that they've at least ruled out any fractures there. But we'll know more today about whether that injury will require an IL stint for him. But he's been the Iron Man. You know, up until last night, he was in the lineup every single day. He was the only player that had that mark of being in there every day. So, it would be a huge bummer if they had to lose him on the IL, but
I think they feel like they've got plenty of coverage with Luis Urias, who can play shortstop, and then that opens up more playing time for Chase Peterson, who can play across the infield, and Mike Brasso. So I think they feel comfortable with the coverage, even if Willie has to miss a couple games.
Tausch, refresh my memory, since your memory is so good that you remember so clearly me being the one who wanted to trade Josh Hader and not you, of course.
Yep.
Didn't you go to a Brewers game with Max and Eleanor, or maybe Max and his baseball team, and it was Christian Yelich bobblehead day, and then Christian Yelich had a big day? Am I misremembering
that?
No,
that did not happen.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, it won't happen this weekend either, because I believe Willy Adames' bobblehead game is later this weekend, right? Isn't that right, Sophia? Am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah, it's Sunday.
You want to be able to play on your bobblehead day. So, unfortunately,
I've seen players got traded and they still had bobbleheads of them.
Well, that's not ideal.
Yeah,
that would be worse. Speaking of Christian Yelich, who may or may not have had a big bobblehead day once upon a time, that Tausch may or may not have attended the game. You know that when he and I did an event for Associated Bank, I talked to you and got some advice from you. And ever since doing that, I have to admit I have been pulling for him. And I don't pull for many people. Do you feel significantly better about him in the last couple of weeks than you did for a while because he hit for the cycle? It looks like he's really kind of coming, things are coming back together for him. And I know there's a lot of people like me who just want to see him succeed again after everything he's been through.
I think, absolutely the results have been better. But, you know, I also didn't really doubt that this would happen. He showed up to spring training, and I think most importantly, he felt good physically. I think he's figured out things that work for his back and, you know, knock on all the things. Like, up until this point, the back hasn't really been an issue for him. I think having the designated hitter this year helps him. It keeps him in the lineup. Gets him some days off of his feet so he won't need, you know, as many true off days where he's not in the lineup. And kind of all the kind of classic Christian Yelich things from 2018 and 2019 are there again for him. It's, you know, the ability to hit to the opposite field. He's still drawing walks. It's power. It's the ball in the air. It's the hard hit percentage. He's right at the top of the league. I think he's first or second in hard hit percentage on the season. So, look, anytime that Christian is hitting the ball hard, generally good things are going to happen and good results are going to follow. And I think he feels like he's in a really good place. And, you know, Craig Counsell has said, too, is like the way that he's showing up, you know, is the way that he says it is like he's in the fight every day. You know, he's competing every day. He's doing the right things every day. You know, he's obviously giving his best effort every day. And when you're in the fight like that, right, and when you're engaged, I think that's what Craig is talking about, is like the process is there and the results are now following. And I think that's been the part that's missing, is, you know, it's never ever been a lack of effort with Christian. Sometimes you can do all the right things and not have good results, and that unfortunately has been the truth for him, you know, going back to 20 and last year. He just wasn't getting the consistent results that we're used to seeing. So I think the fact that, you know, he is where he is right now, like the numbers are all trending up for him. Those are all like really good indicators for him of what the season could be.
This has been Brunch with Sophia Minert with avocado toast and a side of egg. Sophia, we look forward to our next brunch with you in a couple weeks. Thanks for making time for us.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.